Hey, why are you measuring how right is right enough and how wrong is too wrong? How severe is not too severe, and how long does it take for what is sort of wrong suddenly to become over the edge and now it's too wrong? How do you measure the moving line of when it's too wrong anyway? What is too wrong today may not be too wrong tomorrow, as our permissiveness moves us further towards a life of sin and without God as the center of our lives. Is it sex even though we didn't actually have sex? We just touched and kissed far more than merely being intimate. Friends, it's playing at the line between Old Covenant, which was conditional, and New Covenant, which is unconditional. Old Covenant says you get what you pay for, and God does as you do, and if you don't do, then God won't do either. The New Covenant says that the Father covenanted with the Son and included us with Him, and that there is no salvation of ourselves and only of the Son. We play at the line between old and new when it suits our fancy. One says you must pay for it, and the other says God gives it by grace and you don't have to work for any of your salvation. That's a good thing. Jesus loves you, this you know, 'cause the Bible told you so. And you're one of the little ones to whom you belong to Him. You are weak and He is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves you. I'm Social Porter for Living in His Name Ministries. Thanks for listening.